the gaffer and Brassy have got 100% backing off me, off each player in the squad. We know how much we want to succeed, not only for ourselves, but we want to succeed for them, for Brassy and the gaffer, because, I mean, they've brought us into the club. They've showed faith in us. They're wanting to play a different style of football, which we all want to be a part of, which is passing, moving, all kind of technical things. We had a very good pre-season, adapting to a different style, like I say. Started off brilliant against Derby, and probably the expectations rose, maybe the fans, it all rose with them thinking, all right, we've had a good pre-season, a good start, here we go. It hasn't quite kicked in yet, but that's not through the lack of trying or things like that. We've all been working twice as hard as we can, really, to put it right, because, I mean, like I say, we want to do it just not only for ourselves and the supporters, but we want to do it for the manager. That's how much we hold him in such high regard. I mean, he's been brilliant for me since I've came in, and he's a real good manager, and Brassy's brilliant alongside him. And like I say, we want to do it for those two, most importantly.
Fans react with emotion, don't they? That happens in any sport. And particularly in football. And one of the accusations from the stands, they feel he's not a motivator. You work with him, you play for him, you know him inside the dressing room and on the sidelines. How would you respond to that accusation?
Well, in my opinion, motivation comes from within yourself. If you're a footballer and you're not motivated to go out and play well, no matter if you're better than your opponent, you're not going to do better than him. So I think motivation comes from within. But I mean, what goes on in the dressing room, I'll keep that in there. Yeah. But really, the manager, he gets us up for games, and then it's down to us. Once we cross the line, he can't really do anything. Then it's down to us as individuals and as a team to go out there and do what he's asking us to do. If we don't quite hit those standards, we're not going to win games. And no matter if we play, because I mean, this season we haven't played poorly in every game. We've been doing well. I mean, Crewe, I've never seen a game like it. I mean, we dominated from start to finish, and you come away and we've lost 2-1, and you think, what's going on, yeah? But we need to turn it round. And I know it's the same in every club and every sport, really. If it doesn't go well, the first one to blame is the manager. But us as players, we've got to take some responsibility. We want to take all that pressure off the management staff. We need to put it on ourselves, really do it for him.
Just finally, they're not on that, and other results aren't going your way. But for you personally, how have you been feeling about your own performances?
I'm quite critical of myself. Even when I've played well, I'm always thinking of things I can improve on.
Perfectionist.
Yeah, I think you've got to be if you want to improve. I think you've got to do things like that. Yes, it's always nice to know you've played well and things like that, but to get better, and I mean, I don't want to play in League One for long. I want to get back to playing in the Championship at least. And to do that, I need to work on a few things. And
Such as?
I think I need to work on maybe me defensive side of the game. The gaffer was having us playing in a holding role, which I'm not really a holding player, but I want to be the best I can in that position. So if that's where I was going to play, I want to be the best I can in that position. So I'll work on things to do with defensive. This season I've set a target. Hopefully when obviously we brought Prutz in, and when Damo's back, hopefully that'll then release me to go forward again.
I was going to ask how much that had helped, bringing Prutz in.
I mean, bringing Prutz in, it has helped. Well, it is helping me, and I think it will help us a lot this season. I mean, he's an experienced professional. He's had a great career, played in the Premier League, and a great lad as well. And he's good help. He's someone I think you could turn to and ask for advice. He seems a real top lad, and hopefully with him coming in, that released me to get forward, because I've set a target of goals I want to get to as soon as possible. But yeah, I mean, I'm always looking to improve, and no matter what position I'm asked to play on the pitch, whether that be centre mid or left back, I want to be the best I can in that position.